Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi, I'm Robin Rock, and today we have Dr. Jeffrey Wayne joining us today from Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Wayne is the Chief of Surgical Oncology at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Wayne.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. So let's talk about, as we head in now to the summer season, let's talk about melanoma. What is melanoma?
Melanoma is a skin cancer. It's not the most common skin cancer. In fact, if we think of other cancers like basal cell cancers or squamous cell cancers, those are much more common skin cancers. Melanoma is actually accounts for only about 4% of all skin cancers, but it's the one we worry about the most because under certain circumstances, it can obviously spread to other parts of the body, and that's not something that's usually good.
Let's talk about ABCDE skin guide and how it can help you identify cancerous moles, especially since it's so important that we do it with this particular type of cancer. So let's talk about that.
Early detection is important with any cancer, and melanoma is no different. In patients who have a lot of moles on their skin, we're often asked, how do they suspect that one of these moles might be cancerous? And we use the mnemonic ABCDEs to help patients with that. So A would be asymmetry, or a mole that had, if you cut it down the middle, the two halves were different. B is irregular borders, you know, something that doesn't have nice smooth borders, but irregular borders. C is variations in color within the same mole. So a mole that's not nicely uniform and brown, but has multiple different colors in it, black, red, or even an absence of color. D is for diameter. And when we talk about moles that are growing and become greater than 6 millimeters or the size of the head of a pencil, that's the D. And finally, E is probably the most important one. E is evolve in or evolution. In other words, any mole that significantly changes in size, shape, or color is one that someone should bring to the attention of a healthcare provider for sure.
Great information. Okay, so you're listening to Voices of Better Medicine with Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Jeffrey Wayne is joining me for this. And so let's also talk about the factors that increase your risk of developing melanoma.
As we head into the summer season, UVB rays, or the natural rays that are emitted from the sun, are obviously a risk factor, especially high-dose episodic sun exposure, meaning sunburns. You know, it just stresses the importance of wearing enough sunscreen, wearing a hat, reapplying your sunscreen every couple hours. Those are really the most important things we talk about with patients as we move into the summer season. There are other risk factors in UVA rays that might come from a tanning bed. Those can be just as dangerous.
Let's talk about treatment options for melanoma.
Well, you know, melanoma, Robin, is really one of the success stories of modern medicine. When I entered the field, say 20 years ago, we really had good surgery and not a lot else. And fortunately, in this day and age, there's been the development of these newer targeted therapies and immunotherapies that uses the body's own immune system to attack cancer. And so while the initial treatment of melanoma is often surgical, when melanoma spreads, we now have a whole armamentarium of really patient-specific medications that we can use and keep people alive for long, long periods of time.
Let's talk about how Lurie Cancer Center Melanoma Multidisciplinary Program, how that works with patients. Can you elaborate on that?
You know, here at the Lurie Cancer Center and Northwestern Medicine, we have a team of doctors that treats patients, not just a dermatologist, not just a surgical oncologist or cancer surgeon, not just a medical oncologist who gives the immunotherapies, but a team of doctors that all work together to help create individualized patient care plans for every patient that comes under our care. So when we see a new patient in the clinic, and especially a complex patient with melanoma, they're often seen by multiple specialists within the same day. Their case is reviewed at a multidisciplinary tumor board or tumor conference, where they'll be a radiologist to show all their scan, a pathologist, one that's really highly qualified in diagnosing skin conditions, to go over their slides, and then all the doctors that treat patients with melanoma will all get to talk together. In fact, we now include physicians and cases throughout our whole health system in these conferences. You know, I think when a patient is faced with a very serious cancer like melanoma, they really owe it to themselves to get to a place like the Lurie Cancer Center and like Northwestern Medicine, where they can really get a consensus opinion, an individualized patient care plan, and then get onto the best therapies that are available to them.
Before we wrap up our Voices of Better Medicine with Northwestern Medicine, one more question. What's the one thing that our listeners really should know about melanoma?
Early detection is key. Skin screening should really be part of what people consider primary care. If you have a good primary care doctor and they're willing to examine your skin head to toe once a year, that's great. But if not, you really should be seen by a dermatologist once a year.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Jeffrey Wayne with Northwestern Medicine. And this is Voices of Better Medicine. We talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about the health issues and questions that matter to you.